Hey everybody, welcome to part two of The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the MicroEffect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, solve some issues, get involved, cooperate, save a planet like ours. I also am published on other sites like Bye Bye Blue Sky, www.health-access.com. And we publish articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate and remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. Been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, as well as now working with energy and magnetics, in the health food industry as well as personal consultant, okay, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website at augmentinforce.com, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access that link. There is in there all kinds of things. There are books on DVD. There are flash drives with databases. There are t-shirts. There are buckets, triangles, repulsors, and remedies of all kinds. If you need something, give me a shout. And I also do consultations as well. So for more information, feel free to contact me at 519-977-5351 or email me at independs@yahoo.com. As far as the show goes, anyone who has any questions or comments pertaining to the topics of the show, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. And today's date again is 9/16/2017. This is part two, and we are still here. Despite artificial intelligence, despite nano poisoning, despite synthetic life, despite transgenics, despite epigenetics, despite the chemtrails above us and the frequencies that we're being pounded with, we are still here. That is a true testament to us and a testament to how we were created and who created us. This is very important to recognize. We had no control of this creation. Somebody else did. And apparently, they had the wherewithal to be able to create us in the way that they did in order for us to, again, be alive and well in regard to being able to withstand all of this mess that's going on. But everything has limitations, and so do we. But again, it's still a testament. And the fact that we are still here also is indicating that not only the way we were created, but the way we assist each other to get through another day. That's going to be so important in the not too distant future. When we're looking at today, all that's going on, nobody's invulnerable. Nobody. Okay, nobody is without. Nobody can, everybody can be impacted by what's going on. Nobody is, you know, beyond that scale where you can't be touched. I always make the comment that if, I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you believe in the Jewish faith. I don't care if you believe in the Islamic faith. I don't care if you believe in the Christian faith. I don't care if you believe in the native beliefs. I don't care if you believe in the Hindu faith or the Buddhist faith or anything else out there. I don't care what you believe. Everybody can be impacted. Everyone, a lot of people tell me that they're going to be protected by whatever, you know, they believe. And then they get hit and they're devastated. To the Christians I can relate to, and to those, you know, and other people, other belief systems would have probably similar stories. in regard to the theme with Job. Job was an upright man before God, and despite his uprightness, despite his connection, despite his actions, despite his faith and belief, despite it all, he still got hit. Okay, and if God will allow a righteous man of that caliber to get hit, don't think he won't allow that to happen to you either. Doesn't mean that, and again, you saw what happened in the end. Job sustained his beliefs, his faith, and it was again eventually delivered from his ordeal. And that's another important thing to go through. So, I have a caller from PA. Rick in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Rick? Okay, Pennsylvania. We'll have it your way. What's up? How can I help you? I do what I can, eh? But you know what would be better? I'll tell you what would be better. Is when people form networks with each other or associations and they work together at coming up with more ideas. What I give you is very limited because I'm only one person. But imagine if you had 3, 4, 5, or 6 people gathered together working at solving these issues. Then you know what? It wouldn't be that we would have things stacked against us. We would then be on an equal playing field or even surpassing them, because when you have that kind of unification with people willing to help each other and cooperate with each other, the apparent forces that are arrayed against us would crumble. And that's reality. That's reality. Right. All right. Thank you for letting me know. So you have a good night, eh? Tony, my father has been having serious pain in the neck after MRI, etc. They say it's just an arthritis with disc deteriorating. I've been making him hot salt vinegar every day and feeding him copper and iodine. Okay, add some gelatin to what you're doing and some vitamin C. Chances are he's probably got an implant back there or has a lot of nano consolidation or nano concentration back there, because that's where a lot of it winds up. And the MRI may have deactivated the particulates, and as a result, it's let go, and now he's feeling it. So until you can break that down or get rid of it, you may feel it for a bit. You may want to give him some kind of sulfur, garlic, and vinegar. What you want to do is take a whole bulb of garlic, peel it, throw it in a blender, add vinegar, about a cup and a half of white vinegar that you buy at the grocery store, blend it up, and pour the whole thing into a glass container, let it settle, and start giving them a teaspoon of that several times a day. The sulfur in there will have a chelating effect where it might pick up and collect what's been built up in that area. And the vinegar obviously is an acid, which again produces an acetic acid. So if there's any kind of biofilm that may be attached with that, the garlic and the vinegar should break that down. So give that a try, see what happens. But continue what you're doing, just add a little gelatin to it. Okay, as of talking about white vinegar, as the man mentioned, you know, a little club. that is probably one of the more simplistic things you can use to, again, protect yourself. We need four acids in the colon. Okay, four of them are key to colon health. Vinegar or acetic acid is one of them. Lactic acid is another one. propionic acid is another one, and butyric acid is another. Butyric acid is a key acid that allows you to absorb your calcium and magnesium, not the vitamin D that they're pushing so much. This vitamin D thing is another hijacking. Anybody who would actually believe these freaking medical people with their idea of vitamin D is out to lunch. I got a guy that writes me every so often. He's so enamored with vitamin D. He thinks it's the cure-all for everything. He's an idiot. I have to say, he's an idiot. He doesn't read enough, nor does he study enough. He's just very easy to be complicit to whatever the current trend, what's being perpetrated as health is going on today. Don't be this stupid on any level. No matter how good something sounds, you may want to look at it and evaluate it correctly. And again, look at actual research that was done in a laboratory or in a researching facility. That's where you're going to see what is up. Vitamin D has to be regulated by the sun. And the unfortunate reality is the frequencies of the sun that we need are being blocked by the chemtrails. So if you take vitamin D in any fashion, it should be on a low amount and let it accumulate slowly. When you're starting to take 5 and 10,000 IUs a day of vitamin D, that's absurd and insanity. These are doctors that are going to make money on people's misery. So again, you might want to avoid listening to some of that nonsense. So again, research. That's all I can tell you is just research. You know, understand the nature of what we're exposed to today. Because we're no longer in 1970. We are no longer in that realm of innocence. And a lot of things that we're being told today is so inaccurate on so many different fronts. Even when you're buying your supplements, I keep encouraging everybody, buy it in bulk, and put it together yourself. There's no excipients, or there shouldn't be. And again, I think you'll find that these will be cleaner products. Or take up a chemistry course and learn how to extract things out of raw material. Now you're talking. Would not hurt. You'll understand how to extract things out. Sometimes you need a harsh material to create an antioxidant process to bring out a higher concentration of antioxidants, and then you need to clean it up afterwards. That's how they get vitamin C. So when we're looking at things that we can do today, again, instead of wasting time watching the boob tube, you know, we're already living in a Disney world. We don't need to watch it. You know, take up courses. Learn some chemistry. Learn about, you know, free energies and pulses and EMF pulses and things of this nature so you understand how to neutralize. Because this is what you should be knowing. you can't always rely on an activist. Especially today, because majority of us activists are overwhelmed. You have no idea how overwhelmed we are. And we're still functioning throughout our day, doing our daily things. We're doing research. We're testing stuff. We're analyzing things, we're developing things, we are putting up pages and sites, we are talking to people daily, and sometimes we get asked to go out and talk to, you know, groups of people. So our time is really, I'm on a 24-hour, 7-day cycle. Some days I only get 3 hours sleep because of the amount of volume of things that I have to do in a day. So we have a limited outpouring that we can do because we're so few of us. The more that wake up, the more they get involved, the more that study, the more that learn, the more they get active in finding answers, the more the distribution of that weight can be, again, distributed. And it can make things a lot easier for everybody. And then everybody, again, gets more information. Because, again, the interesting thing about what I'm doing and what I in doing the shows I do, the YouTubes that we've done, the website, everything else, I now have people sending me information that I would never have gotten to because, again, the volume of things that I'm already going through and a pile I'm buried under. So when they send me stuff, I get to look at it real quickly. And if I see some themes in there that are really, really, really good, I will get it. If I see some things that are questionable, or I've seen some of these things, or if I've seen it before, I won't spend as much time on it. But I will look at them all. When we're not, then I'll determine what I think is the best one I can use. And I may not use it right away either. Sometimes I take these things and I take them apart like I do. Like when you look at my stuff I just put up there, they've all been taken apart. They've been highlighted. They've been commented on. So if you're not sure about certain things, you can then see these things on the side. There's comments on every one of my documents that I've researched to give you a better and easier explanation of what is going on. Because again, it's important that you recognize what is being said in these documents so you can then better prepare how to defend yourself. Okay, so I mean, one guy asked a question in the last show about what can we do with the food. Well, there's lots you can do, you know, and the one article I'm going to get into, it's called A Method of Reducing Food, Medicine, Leaching, Toxic Heavy Metals, Improve Food Safety, Environmental Protection, Stabilizer, and Preparation Method. Now, when this came off of a patent from China, because the Chinese have one of the most polluted environments on the planet. They went over there and they built up China at an exponential rate without any consideration to air quality, air pollution, or environmental toxicities. No consideration whatsoever. They don't have to have an airplane fly over their skies to chemtrail their skies. They have enough chemtrail activity just from the emissions that they're releasing from their factories. People have to walk in certain environments there with oxygen and with filters on their face because of the nanoparticulates that are in the atmosphere are so heavy and so dense that they are having huge problems with respiratory issues and cancers. So, contrary to what they tell you about certain cultures not having the same health conditions we have, there is some element of truth in the fact that they have actually more, because they're exposed to 3 to 4 times more than we are. They didn't give a crap about the Chinese. They don't give a crap about the East Indians. All they give a shit about is how much money that they're going to make using these people to mass produce materials to sell to the West. The West has become the consumer of the planet. You're buying things that you don't even need half the time. Junk. Somebody comes up with an idea on some, you know, one of those buy channels, and you start buying stuff because look at the latest and greatest, blah, 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 and then you get caught up on that. Let me read this to you. A method for reducing food, medicine, toxicity, heavy metals. Okay, we got about that. A method according to the claim one for lowering food and food, medicine, heavy metals. Okay, and here we got all these different types of phosphates. Why are we using phosphates? Because phosphates will allow things to go into the cell and can help flush things out of the cell. And they're talking about like calcium phosphate, tricalcium, hydrogen pyrophosphate, sodium hexametaphosphate, sodium trimetaphosphate, sodium tripolyphosphate, trisodium phosphate. Hey, see that trisodium phosphate? Wow, trisodium. Where did you guys hear about trisodium phosphate? I wonder. Tripotassium phosphate, sodium dihydrogen phosphate, potassium dihydrogen. These are all different types of things that we can start using. But before you use any of these things, research them. Understand them. And if you do decide to employ these things, use them in small amounts. Test it so that you don't have a reaction. You may have a negative reaction, or and that may not necessarily be a bad thing, but you don't overwhelm yourself would be, I guess, a better way of putting it. So look at these things, you know, and understand that they are there and they may possibly be able to help you, you know, in regard to how we can neutralize some of the food supply that we're being exposed to, because we are being exposed to heavy amounts. So this is some of the things that they've added to the food so that when they're consuming the food, it then will flush out whatever's there. Phosphate-containing food for the bone, bone soup, powdered, one or more fish meal. Okay, some things that have high concentration of phosphate that you can buy at a health food store that is relatively good. It's IP6. Just make sure there's no silica dioxide in it or other excipients. Buy the powder if you can. This is a form of inositol, which again helps permeate the cellular membrane, and the phosphorus in it, which also can permeate the cellular membrane. Bone meal is another one. It's got a high phosphorus content to it. Sunflower lecithin has another, again, has a phosphorus content to it. These are phospholipids, okay, fats that have phosphorus mixture. You might want to use, there was something else in my head, it just slipped out of my head for a second. Again, trisodium phosphate, you may want to use that. You may want to use eggs, like egg yolk lecithin. If you can find an egg yolk lecithin, let me know, one that that's consumable and is affordable, because that used to be the lecithin that we used to use back about 30, 40 years ago. And then they switched it over to soy and told us how great and wonderful soy was. What a load of horse hockey. Anyway, if you can find that, or even in consuming the eggs, again, you'll find that they have phosphorus in them, okay? A method according to claim one for lowering food and food medicine heavy toxicity. I won't go into read the whole thing. Chloride is sodium chloride, potassium chloride, calcium and magnesium is one of several. Chlorides are salt. And when you combine them with the metals, the chlorides will actually clean and disinfect and remove biofilm or biofilm-forming material. Can knock out fungi material, can knock out mold, can kill viruses, can wipe out parasites, depending on the type. So one of the things you can do at night, for instance, and you can, sodium chloride is salt, potassium chloride is another salt, calcium and magnesium chloride. These are all different types of salts. You can add them in a glass of water, add some baking soda to them, and then add a little either vinegar or citric acid to activate the baking soda. And now you've got a, whatever form of acid you use, the chlorides, which are salts, which will now flush out the cells. Okay, a lot of the infections that you can't seem to get rid of might be as a result because you're too low in chloride. As a result of the lack of chloride in the body, you have infections, again, proliferating in your system. In other words, they're spreading. Okay, they got the MMS, which is a chlorite. It's a similar idea. Goes into the cell and cleans the cell and charges the cell. So again, these are other ways that we can, and they're not expensive. How much is table salt? Which, well, actually, you shouldn't use table salt so much, sea salt, because table salt has silica dioxide in it and some other crap. Tony, I make calcium phosphorus from eggshells. Is that good? Yeah, why not? Source, as long as the source is clean, that's all you care about. That's what you should be looking at. Yeah, if you can make it that way, for sure. Again, the Bible says have salt in yourself. Have salt in yourself. Pretty well telling you, you need salt. Real simple. It doesn't need a whole elegant spiritual explanation. He's telling you, you need salt. Why do you need salt? Because salt purifies. Your brain needs salt. They tell you, don't, yeah, you get too much salt, you're gonna die. Oh, you're gonna have high blood pressure. You're gonna have, all this BS. Without salt, you can't even detoxify the brain. That's what cleans the brain, salt. So again, these are different types of salts. Calcium chloride, they usually use that in canned potatoes and even in pickles. Okay, you can buy calcium chloride. You can buy it. It's not expensive. Magnesium chloride, you can buy that too. Almost any health food store will sell that in a powder form. Potassium chloride, you can buy that in a powder form. So, we have options. We have options, So again, I'm trying to show you some of the simplest things you can use to create a detoxifying element in your body on a daily basis to clean the system from a lot of this nano exposure, this high dense pollution that we are constantly being exposed to. This is the problem. This stuff gets into the cells and starts to accumulate in the cells. These things go into the cells and flush that out. So again, this is not, like I said, the information's on that site now. It's there for you. Go and get it. Utilize it. Practice it. It's not difficult. Look, I'm going to tell you something. If I can do this, so can you. The difference between me and you is I put on my pants one leg at a time. So do you. The only difference is I apply these things and learn. That's the only difference. You haven't done that yet. So when you do it, you're going to be able to do everything that I can do. Nothing special here. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. So like I said, if I put on my pants one leg at a time and you do too, that means if I can do it, you can do it. It may take you a little longer, but that's okay. It may take you shorter, and that's okay. Just get at it and do it. Okay, that's what you got to do. Don't just sit there and, I can't do it. Just give it a try. Okay, give it a try. So again, because it's important that, you start applying. It's okay to sit there and listen to me talk. If that's all you want to do, then you're not going to get very far. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great when you apply these things, okay? It's going to be even better when you apply these things. That's where you're going to see some reactions and results. You might see some discomfort. You might see some diarrhea. You might see some increased urination. You might see some increased sweating. You might see outbreaks initially and then things clear up. Okay, when you come back, we're going to get further into this. What do you say? All right, see you in a bit.
Scopes by
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second part of the second half of The Remedy. I'm your host, Tony Pantelrusco, and you're listening to us on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Hopefully, during the break, some of you would have been looking at this information that I'm reading from. You all have access to it now. It's on the site. If you go down the list, I've got everything highlighted in different colors so that you can, so you don't get hypnotized. And they're even talking about using things of fiber and gums that can, again, go into the system and absorb and pull things out. And I'll give you an example of fibers that you should be using. They do mention grains and stuff. And so hopefully by now you have understood that we shouldn't be using any grains because of the genetic material involved. Now, again, when we're talking about these things, we need to use fiber. So what fiber can we use? How about fibers from ginger? Fibers from apples, like for an applesauce, fibers from pears, fibers from carrot. Have you ever, taken a carrot, peeled it off, and you've juiced the carrot and you've got all that leftover fiber? But if you dry that up, what will happen is that material, when you put it in water, will again expand. And when you drink it down, that fiber will also help in collecting whatever is down there. Again, these are things that we need to, again, evaluate correctly. Today, we have to look at what is we are exposed to today, right now. And we are exposed to transgenics. We're exposed to epigenetics. We're exposed to chemtrails. We're exposed to frequencies. We're exposed to, the things that we were in the past, like fluoride and other unwanted things in our system. So when we're going to talk grains today, we don't really want to use them unless you're growing them indoors and isolated. And you know for sure the seed has not been altered through transgenics, because that's going to be very difficult to find today. So we can use fibers of things grown underground, not above the ground, underground, because anything grown underground is going to, again, have less of the nano into it. Potato fiber, if you mash potato, when you cook mashed potatoes, you're actually creating a dense fiber material so that when you consume it, it actually can absorb more toxins in the colon. One of the things that mashed potato will absorb is barium. So when you're looking at some of these plants and some of the metals that they can absorb, some of these fiber materials that you use will absorb very highly these toxic metals. Galangal was used and has been used throughout the centuries as a means to absorb toxins in the colon. This is another thing you can use. So again, think in terms of today when you read this research, because that's how you have to apply it correctly. If you apply it based on what you used to use yesteryear, you're going to add to the load. Then you'll be calling me up saying, oh, my guts are dying. Oh, what am I doing wrong? And then I'll ask you, what did you do? Well, I made this fiber to collect these toxins. This is what type of fiber did you use? Oh, I used this grain. So again, keep that in mind. You cannot use those things we used in the past. Forget about the psyllium, forget about any of that stuff. You got to start using your head. You got to start thinking where we're at today, what we have to use today accordingly. Until we can come up with some better ideas or some better means of doing things, and we're going to still be using the raw materials of yesteryear, you're going to have to start learning how to discern what to use or come up with a better way of pulling stuff out of the system. You can no longer, like I said, depend on other resources today. Tony, my friend ordered a month ago from you, nothing yet. Okay, I don't know who your friend is. Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked with her already. And I told her, we already settled this up. I'm not sure why you're bringing this up here. We have already talked about it. So her and I have settled. So, okay. In regard to what we're talking about now as far as antioxidants, let's look at the antioxidant profile here. Because, again, these are things that they're telling you. The antioxidants like vitamin E, disodium, EDTA, calcium EDTA, sulfur, potassium, sodium, sodium with sulfur, potassium with sulfur, ascorbic acid, the ascorbic acid. These are, again, antioxidants that you can use and utilize to actually help pull stuff out. Okay, to help pull it out. You got sodium ascorbate, which you can make very simply by adding baking soda to your vitamin C or your ascorbic powder. Calcium ascorbate, ascorbable palmitate, which is basically a fat-soluble vitamin C. Phospholipids, that's like your lecithin, sunflower lecithins. Gallic acid. Phytic acids, again, in small amounts. And again, make sure you renew minerals with it, because phytic acid can pull out minerals. Okay, the reason why they would put it in there is to help pull out metals that might be exposed into the supply, into the soil. Sodium phytate, where they're adding salt basically phytates are phosphorus, a form of phosphorus. So we're adding sodium phosphate phytate in order to pull out stuff from the system. Rosemary, polyphenols, palmitates, which is a form of vitamin A, lipoic acid, methionine, glutathione, cysteine, and taurine. These are all different forms of sulfur that help with either detoxing the liver, detoxing the respiratory, or detoxing the body. And you know about sodium thiosulfate. Again, this is something that's a very heavy detoxifier. Again, when we're looking at sulfurs and different amino acids, again, like SAMe, let's see here, selenoproteins, sodium selenite, sodium selenate, you know, any form of selenium mixed with some kind of protein or amino acid, again, to help in removing certain things from the system. Lysine, L-carnitine, vitamin B1, 2, 6, 12, folic acid, and you know, these all have cleansing properties or binding properties to metals. B1 will bind to lead. So if, again, you're detoxifying your body of lead, you want to take more B1. Again, using things like potassium cinnamate. This is a combination of potassium and cinnamon. It's an interesting concept that they've got there. Polylysine. I was looking at that the other day, and it's a different type of lysine, and something relatively new as far as, again, having a binding agent to bind different types of metals. So again, you have options here, and these are things you want to start studying. Okay, let me read this. A method according to claim one for lowering of food medicine toxic heavy metals, and a leaching enhanced food safety environmental stabilizing agent, wherein said heavy metal is lead, cadmium, copper, arsenic, mercury, and one of several. And again, they give you sort of a listing. Again, they're using phosphates and chlorides to pull this stuff out. So when you look at that, when you're looking at this, and you see these things, this is to stimulate thinking, stimulate ideas, stimulate research and investigation, and understanding what they do, how they work in the body. Okay, this is, again, important that you know, recognize this. So when we're looking at different things today and what goes on and how we have to deal with what goes on, keep that in mind. You know, we have to start using things with what we're eating in order to negate the buildup, to negate any kind of accumulation, and then to start removing what we have already incorporated in the system. You have to realize that this is not, a lot of the poisoning that you have today isn't there just because you got it all of a sudden. A lot of the things you've got today is a result of decades of accumulation, decades of believing in a system that kept telling us everything is safe. It's okay. Those are way low below the standard of danger. But they didn't tell you that the accumulation of these things could accumulate in the body and then in the long and short term cause breakdown. Didn't tell you that part. Oops, somebody forgot to mention that. So again, this is some of the things that you can do, again, to protect your system. It's important that you recognize that there are answers, okay? Don't just sit there and think, oh man, we're done. Well, we may be done, but if we're going to go, then better have the idea that you're going to take them with you. That would be my perspective. If I'm going to go, that's fine. You know, but I'm going to take them with me. That's the attitude you better have. That's the only attitude you should have. So anyway, I'm going to jump into something called natural anti-biofilm agents. That's also on the bottom of the augmentandforce.com page. Take a look at it. It's important that you get this information as well so you can start taking care of yourselves and having at least some idea what to do. We are all going to be dealing with high-profile biofilm. There is no way around it. No matter what you do, you're going to eventually have biofilm form inside of you. The high concentration of nanoparticulates that you're absorbing through food or air is a synthetic material. Biofilm loves synthetics. Biofilm will accumulate on any synthetic because what it does, what our bodies do is produces a bacteria that will attack foreign matter. With this nano, it's not just a simple particulate. Nano is also, again, this nano that we're talking about is programmable. Like I just showed about the AI being able to, or the robots being able to split and then and come together. This is a program. Metal doesn't just split and then come together and assemble and self-heal. That's a program. That's based off of our RNA and DNA program in our bodies. If they can split and assemble at the same time, that's what cells do. Have you ever noticed in the shows I've done and we talk about, you know, nanotechnology, nanobiology, how a lot of the reference to how these things work simulate how the human body works or how the human genome works or how the human DNA works or how the human immune system works? Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed how it works just like our signaling pathways from our brain to our cells? Have you noticed the similarity between that and what is being construed as technology? Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed the comparison? Something to think about. Biofilms are a gelatinous mass of microorganisms capable of attaching to virtually any surface. They factor into nearly 80% of all bacterial infections and inherently resistant to antibiotics. And the reason why they're resistant to antibiotics, one of the reasons is because of the overuse of antibiotics in the food supply. They're pumping it into chickens, turkeys, livestock, even in the aquatics with fish farms and so forth. And as a result, we eat these things and now our bodies have become, again, immune or have developed an immune response to these antibiotics. So when they pump an antibiotic into you, if you've been eating the normal store-bought foods that have high concentrations of these antibiotics in the livestock, then you're not going to be able to, your resistance to them, to the antibiotics, will be extremely high. The other thing, too, is like I said, because your body is constantly producing a biofilm material, that biofilm material is a form of bacterium. And the way it works is the bigger bacteria kill the smaller ones and use those proteins to assemble and attach themselves with the sugar. So when we're looking at some of the elements there going on, a lot of things are not going to work, you know, like they used to. Biofilms are at the heart and lungs of bacterial pneumonia and our death of cystic fibrosis kids and burn patients. Biofilm causes tooth decay, gum disease, sinusitis, ear infections, and Legionnaires disease. Okay, so you have two different types of biofilm going on here in regard to what's happening. So again, keep that in mind, you know, when we're looking at biofilms today, and this is what you're going to accumulate. Your body produces it naturally. That's, again, part of its defense mechanisms to create a huge amount of biofilm to collect or attack different things in our bodies that shouldn't be there. But because the nature of the nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, it's resistant to this form of bacterium. Has hardly any effect on it. So when you're talking today, what's happening, we have to use an alternative to what we've been used to using, because the status quo will not work. Many trillions of organisms protect us from pathogens and toxins, help boost our immune defenses, keep our plumbing working, steer us away from obesity, and may even make us think and feel better. The list may include fetal development, autism, depression, chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, cognitive impairment. That's the negative. Again, biofilm. Mycoplasma, Bartonella, Babesia, Rickettsia, but some are still unknown or poorly understood. Chronic inflammation from biofilms, infection can lead to cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, and other debilitating conditions, because a lot of that biofilm can also cause a DNA rewrite, can alter your genetic code, alter your DNA. So again, this is why it's important that we understand what we're dealing with. This is why I keep saying we are not in 1970 anymore. A lot of the themes you're still hearing in the health food industry is a rehash or a rerun or restating things that may have one time been true, but today no longer has any relevance. And that's where you're going to have to really understand, what is being said today, you know, and understand a lot of this stuff isn't what, you know, it's cracked up to being. Some of the stuff is, again, when we're looking at it, again, you're thinking or you're hearing some of these people talk. And again, some of these newcomers that have come on to the alternatives, especially these doctors, a lot of them don't have a clue. A lot of them don't have a clue because a lot of them are still reading from research that's outdated. All right. Biofilm disrupting enzymes. Enzymes like DNase, amylase, DSPB are biofilm dispersing agents that degrade the biofilm matrix. Okay, so again, when you look at this, this is going to give you some ideas. DNase, one cleavage extracellular DNA leads to alterations in biofilm architecture, which permits increased antibiotic penetration. So you may want to take something like this with garlic, onion, that have those qualities. A DNA dissolving drug, pulmazine, has been used in cystic fibrosis patients to help disrupt the biofilm. Amylase is a proven antibiofilm agent, so you can go online and buy amylase at eBay even, and you can use that as part of your regimen to help, again, assist you in breaking down biofilm. Cholera, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, not only inhibiting biofilm formation, but also degrading performed mature biofilms. Proteolytic enzymes like serrapeptase can break it down as well. It may also help disrupt the outer layer of biofilms and uncover hidden microbes. Bacteriophages are viruses that produce a number of enzymes that negate the protection afforded by biofilm. So that has a two-edged sword by using some sort of virus to break down, again, a bacterial biofilm. Because bacteria and viruses are normally antagonistic with each other. So when you're looking at stuff, you know, today, again, be careful that you what you're reading. Understand what you're reading, explore what you're reading, and understand how it's done in the lab. Garlic inhibits expression of several genes that control bacterial QS, curium sensing inhibitors. So, you know, again, this is something that you might want to use. Ajwain, which comes from garlic. When you crush garlic and extract it, you get this blue material or blue-green material comes out. That's the ajwain. That's the antioxidant in it that's coming through. So, again, look at it. I mean, that's what's going to help stop the initiating the activation of the biofilm. Garlic also has antiviral, antifungal, anti-protozoal properties and benefits the cardiovascular immune system. So this is one thing that you can use, in regard to using it. You can combine that. You can even combine garlic with either white willow bark or even aspirin, again, to help increase the antibody, because aspirin also, salicylic acid also breaks down the biofilm. Antioxidants, again, there's all kinds of them. So when you get a chance, look at this, because it's going to be important that you understand what you're doing. Alrighty, before I go on, let me talk about support. Support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. It's important that you do to, again, keep them going, keep them floating, so that you can get shows like this that can highly inform you, highly impact you, and highly help you defend yourself. Again, give them what you can, help them any way you can. We also have two other activists that I know of in Canada, ByeByeBlueSky.com by Susan Marr, and GAG Canada by Bernadette Green. Again, go to their sites, check them out, learn from their sites, get the information, be aware of what's going on, how to defend against some of the things that they're showing you as well. Then you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Again, when we're looking at the website, there's a catalog link there. Feel free to access the catalog so that you can then look at what's there. You got books on DVDs. You got the flash drive on the thumb drive with, again, 30 gigs of information and data. You also have on there books. You've got interviews. You got radio shows. You got videos. All in one. We've also got the bucket. We've also got the triangle. We've also got the repulsors. We've even got remedies from yesterday that may work on today's symptoms. So again, check it out. Feel free to access the site, access the catalog link. And again, if you need a consultation, feel free to access me by either contact me through the email at independs@yahoo.com or give me a call, 519-977-5351. All righty, let me continue here. You've got all kinds of different antioxidants that may help you. And again, further protecting you. Again, not everything is going to work either, so that you're aware of this fact. You have to recognize that some things are going to be a trial and error. You're going to try certain things that you read. They're not going to work. Okay. Again, you should start seeing some activity. Something should be transpiring within a four-week time frame, provided you are taking adequate amounts and provided you're doing things every 3 hours. If you are using a drug of any kind, let me reiterate this. Do not mix whatever you're taking drug-wise with a supplement, primarily because there will be a reaction and the drug could get amplified and you can overdose. So you may want to, again, if you're going to try anything and you are on medications, let there be at least a 2-hour window. Even with the stuff that we were talking about with the food and how to neutralize the food, if you've got to take medication with the food, then you might want to hold off. Maybe take something light with that medication and then wait, you know, at least an hour or longer before you eat your main meal. If you've for instance, let's say you put... as a deactivator, red pepper. Red pepper can amplify, or ginger, or galangal, or even garlic, onion. Those things can amplify those drugs by a factor of 3. And can super amplify that drug and can possibly cause you an overdose. So again, if you're mixing these things in the food supply, you're marinating them, you're cooking them, then if you got to take a medication, take it with something else that doesn't have those components in it. Then you'll find that you'll have whatever you need to take. So again, think about the things you're doing. Think about using what you got to use in today's time. Don't allow yourself the luxury of being deceived with some concept that was back 30 or 40 years ago. 30 or 40 years ago, we didn't have the saturation and the inundation that we are having today. We didn't have the chemtrail activity like we are having right now. We didn't have towers like we have right now. We had AM and FM antenna back then that was causing problems with people's health even then. Today, we have something far more sophisticated and probably about 1,000 times stronger than what we had back then. Not to mention that in our homes today, we've got cell phones that we didn't have back then. They're constantly pumping us with Wi-Fi. We had smart meters now attached to the homes that we didn't have back then either. Matter of fact, back then the homes had lead paint on them, which shielded them from frequencies that we don't have today. So a lot of things have transitioned and changed. And those of us who are from that era can and remember what was there. If you had a house full of painted lead before they put the smart meter on there, chances are the frequency from that meter would have very little impact on you. The lead would shield you. So, I mean, again, they had lead paint on the outside of the house and they had lead paint inside the house. And then they told us this wonderful myth that lead was causing problems if you ate the lead pieces. I never really seen that growing up. I mean, we did see things, the paint would flake, but nobody had it in their head to go eat it. So, I mean, I would blame television for that. Oh, look, yeah, it's candy, you know, something to that effect. So again, you know, start thinking in terms, how can I block frequencies? There's a segment in that site that may, again, lead you to it. Check it out. You might be surprised what you might find if you look hard enough. Okay, so you might want to check these things out. So again, you know, start thinking in what's pertinent to today. What are we exposed to today? Back in 1970, like I said, we weren't exposed to towers. Frequencies like today, we weren't exposed to then. Smart meters, we weren't exposed to today. Water meters, we weren't exposed to today. No, you have to make it, Joe. If you want to get lead paint, you got to buy some lead powder. You can get online. It's about, I forget now, per pound. And you would need about 10% of volume of the paint that you're using. So if you're using 40 liters, you need 400 grams of lead powder in paint. In order to, and you got to mix up with a mixer. You might want to add a little canola oil to it because most of the paint today is just a latex water paint. So you want to add that oil with it. And if you blend it up, you can then spread it. You got to mix it for about 10 minutes or more, and then proceed to paint. All righty. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Check out the site, augmentandforce.com. Check out the links. Share the links with everybody you know. And then, again, start getting active on the research. All right, listen, thanks again. We'll see you next week. Till then, get cooperating, solve some issues. Take care.